Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast that fiercely empowers women to step into command presence, own their role, and lead like the strong, capable women that they are. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and I want to welcome you today to Superheroes in Heels. Today, I'm going to be talking about a topic that I often hear people say to me that kind of has struck a little chord with me, and it's the I didn't want to bother you conversation, right? It's talking about mentorship and how so often women have the opportunity to be mentored by some people who have been there and done that, people like myself. And even when your friends are in masterminds together or things like that, you don't take advantage of it. And when we ask about it, there's some great excuses, like I didn't want to bother you. So today, I really wanted to have that conversation. It's a real conversation. And I think that it's an important conversation too. You see, I was in Africa in March. I was there with my mastermind group. And yes, I do mastermind and I travel and we have a great time. And one of the ladies was sharing in our mastermind group at this beautiful place in South Africa, right? But she was sharing about her challenge that she was going through. And I have to admit, while she was sharing, I went through a range of emotions while she was talking. You see, she was struggling with some things that were simple and basic for me in business. I've been in business for 33 years. Like, why didn't she just reach out and ask for help, right? For her, these things felt overwhelming and hard because she hadn't been through them before. She hasn't solved them before, right? You guys know that, right? When you're trying out new things, it feels overwhelming. It feels hard. Sometimes it's a little crippling, right? But when there's people who have been there and done that and you're connected to those people, you know, I was asking myself, why didn't she just reach out, right? I was gobsmacked, to tell you the truth, that she was in this mastermind group and she never even called me. Like, I was like, what the heck, right? So I took her aside after she'd shared, we'd gone through her challenges as a mastermind. But, you know, later I took her aside and I said, hey, you know, I listened to you. Why didn't you just reach out to me? I mean, I could have helped and walked you through some of these things rather quickly and easy. And her response to me was, I didn't want to bother you. I know you're busy. I have to say that my inside voice got a little pissed off. But I kept her in there and I was like, wait, so what you're telling me is this, that you paid to be in a year-long mastermind and I know that I've said multiple times, you can call me anytime and I meant it. And yeah, I kept calm when I said this, that you paid good money in this mastermind for this high level and high producing women, and you thought it would be a bother to reach out to any one of us to help you with the challenge? And she kind of looked at me and I just saw her face just like, oh my gosh, the tears started to come, right? And she was just realizing, you know, what she had done in that moment. She realized that she had the people right there at the tip of her fingers, right? And she didn't take the time. She didn't ask for help. And she realized in that moment also that she wasn't alone. And she is almost asking for help when it's too late. Women have a tendency to do that. Let me tell you, that's another little thing we'll talk about in a minute. But I just want to say, I have heard this excuse. I didn't want to bother you. I knew that you were busy. I've heard the same excuse from friends, from past clients, from family members, right? So I decided that today we're going to dig in a little bit more on this topic because I don't want to hear that anymore. I really don't. It truly does break my heart when you have people that are so close to you and so connected to you to help you succeed in business and you're not willing to take advantage of that, right? Like, oh, women, we are often so hesitant to seek mentorship, even when guidance could significantly ease our professional journeys. The phrases like, I don't want to bother you, or I knew that you were busy, so I didn't call, are common excuses that women make for not reaching out to mentors. And I just want to bust that up today. Okay, so you guys know me by now. I'm just like, real talk here. These excuses, though seemingly innocent, really, right? They reflect a deeper dynamic that influence women's behavior in all areas of professional environments. So let's talk about some of these excuses, okay? Let's get down and dirty right now. Because these ones, like, I don't want to be a bother. You have to ask yourself, how are they serving you? Okay. So as I share these excuses with you, I want to, you know, kind of talk about where the root of these excuses come from, but I also want to show them to you so that you can bust up your own belief system around these things. They are not serving you, ladies or gentlemen. Men don't have as much of a problem with these, but sometimes, right? But most women, this is where I see this the most. So how about the, I thought I should figure it out on my own excuse. This one reflects the pressure that we women put on ourselves, right? To appear self-sufficient. Like, if I can't figure it out on my own, how can I be self-sufficient? Right? Or I didn't think my issue was important enough. Is it important to you? If it's important to you, it should be important to somebody else that you want to reach out as, you know, for a mentorship from. You know, many women minimize their own challenges, right? They deem them unworthy of a mentor's time. And you know what? Sometimes some mentors kind of brush people off. So I get it. I totally get it. I had in my office for many, many, many years, a sign above my door that said, the only stupid question is the one that you didn't ask, right? I'd much rather people ask me stupid questions and people would walk in my door. I have a stupid question. I'm like, bring it. Come on. Let me hear it. If you don't think it's important enough, then get over yourself. Why do you get to decide that? Let somebody else decide whether it's important or not, right? How about the excuse, I didn't want to come across as needy or incapable? Look, that fear of appearing weak or unprepared holds so many women back, right? You're capable. You are way more capable than you give yourself credit for. First, I just want to say that. Okay. But you are capable of handling the tough stuff. You are. Okay. I don't know if you haven't given birth. Look, I gave birth to 4 children. I gave birth to them all completely natural. All right. There's a part of me that goes, Kimberly, that was dumb. You should have gotten something because that was crazy. And then there's a part of me that says, you see, I am more capable than I thought. Now, that's a journey for each woman on their own. But I'm telling you, there are journeys that you are much more capable than you give yourself credit for. Stop thinking that you appear weak just because you haven't done it before. Look, you start out building muscle, all right? The first time you do it, okay, maybe you lift 5 pounds, you can lift 10 pounds. You stay on that journey, you keep practicing that journey, and guess what? You can move that up to 20 pounds, maybe 30 pounds. Look, ladies, some ladies can lift twice their weight, okay? God bless them, that's not me. But but that's because they're putting all the energy into doing that. So you have to ask yourself, like seriously, right? How much energy are you willing to put into that? Because I think that's where the important part is. The other excuse that people use is, I wasn't sure how to approach you. Okay, that's fair. You didn't know how to approach me, right? You're uncertain about the protocol, fear of getting rejected, and that can sometimes paralyze you. But, you know, I raised my kids with this philosophy that says, look, if you don't ask, the answer will always be no. So if it's a little clunky, okay. You know, with AI and everything else, you can put together a nice little memo, a nice little letter, a nice little text with AI. Don't do it all AI, okay? Personalize it. But you could utilize that to, you know, reach out and ask for some support. And no, there will be some times of rejection, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But not everybody's going to reject you for it. You might be surprised at how many people actually say yes. How about the excuse, I thought you might judge me for not knowing? That fear of judgment, criticism, it often deters open communication and will hold many women back from moving forward. I'm telling you, that fear of judgment. But why do you get to decide what I'm going to judge on? Right? Like, give me the chance to at least make a judgment. Like, I have never once called anybody an idiot, okay? So you don't have to worry about that. That is not my come from. It has never been my come from, all right? Now, I will call my husband a dork sometimes because he tells these really dorky dad jokes, right? But I don't call people, you know, that. I don't judge people like that. I'm like, why are you asking me? Did you think I would know the answer? You know what? If I don't know the answer, I will tell you, I don't know that answer. But you know what? I know somebody who might know it. I can almost guarantee I know somebody. So let's talk about why this hesitation to ask, right? What's the reluctance to seek mentorship with women? Well, I'm going to say that it's a combination. From my research that I did and looking into this topic, is there's a combination of that personal factor of it. Like, I don't want to look bad. That fear of rejection, that personal side. But there's also some, you know, systemic factors in it as well. Society has put so much energy on women and conditioning women to believe certain things throughout life. From an early age on, many women are socialized to prioritize their other people's needs over their own, right? Take care of everybody else in the family. Go, oh, you know, grandpa needs this. Oh, grandma needs this. Go take care of mom. Go take care of dad. Dad wants this, right? Go help your sister with this. Go help your brother with that, right? All of these things that we were taught when we were young, they're showing up now, ladies, okay? We were taught to avoid making waves, right? Don't burn bridges was one that, that I heard a lot. Stay out of the way, right? Though, you know, this is very, you know, deeply rooted in, you know, having humility, which, yeah, can be seen as a virtue. But most often what happens is it morphs into self-doubt, fear of imposing onto other people. And we know that we're not supposed to do that, right? Seriously. God forbid we should ask for help along the way, ladies. Look, men don't have a problem asking for help. Men, not only do they ask for help, they delegate stuff out really quick and easy. And sometimes they even dump stuff on other people. Women, oh no, we got to hoard it all. We have to do it all. We have to make sure that we're the ones who suffer the burden, right? We're martyrs in our own gender. Like, we need to stop that. You know, the other one is, you know, perfectionism or self-sufficiency. You know, women often feel the need to prove their competence, right? And we do that by doing everything on our own, right? Oh, I can handle it, right? That I can handle it mindset, it's rooted in high societal expectations for women, right? It excels up the chain of every C-suite organization, okay? It is up there. These high expectations for women to excel in multiple roles simultaneously, our careers, our family, our community, all without showing any vulnerability, right? We got to be able to bear this cross without complaining, without looking like we're weak or looking like we can't do it. I know, but I stepped into this one. I stepped into this one big when my first husband left me. We got married at 18, had a son at 19, and at 20, he left and took all the money. Look, my little internal rebel jumped up and it said, oh, that is never going to happen again. I will never be in a position that I need to depend on a man again. And that played out for many years, even after I remarried. And my husband, Lawrence, sat me down one day to have a conversation. And this conversation started something like this. Husband, I want you to need me sometime. Wife, need you for what? Husband, need me to be there for you and to do things for you. Wife, I don't need you. I prefer you to want me. Just like I want you. Husband, yes. And that's the problem. I need to feel needed by my wife. Do you see my point? Like, my little rebel was like, oh, I don't need anybody. And my poor husband was like, babe, I need you to need me. Right? We talked about this conversation a little bit more, and I really learned to understand what it was that he really needed from me. And it wasn't easy anymore. It wasn't easy for me to need him, right? I'd been burned pretty badly. But over the years, I've allowed that space for me to not be so self-sufficient. Not because I'm not capable, but because we get so much more reward. I get so much more reward out of my husband and his desire to be of service to me, right? Sometimes I'll say something to him. I'm like, babe, can you do this for me? And he just kind of like blank stare, you know, after we've been together for more than 35 years now. And, you know, I'll get that blank stare like he didn't hear me. And I'm like, babe, I need you. And all of a sudden his ears perk up, right? So he knows now and we play with it. A little bit sometimes that when I'm saying I need you to do this for me. That means I'm really asking you because that's what you asked me to do. And after all, his number one love language is acts of service. He wants to be of service to me. Like my husband, I have ladies who can have this conversation with you. They have been with me. My husband travels a lot with me, but my husband opens my car doors for me. He doesn't just open my car doors for me. He opens car doors for the other ladies who are with me. Okay? Because that's what makes him feel strong in his masculinity. And that allows me and the other women to be in our femininity too. It's not, we don't have to be so self-sufficient that I have to worry about opening a daggum door. Okay? I let the man do what is important to him. All of my sons, I raised up three sons and one daughter who just happens to be a tomboy. But my three sons, they open the door for me if I'm with them. He set that expectation up for them. And I allow them to do that, right? They are doing that as a gift to me. Okay? I didn't ask for that help, but it's help that I've learned along the way is what really helps to build relationship. So think about for you, where are those places where perfectionism or self-sufficiency is so important that you're losing friends or you're not allowing other people to help you or be supportive for you or do something for you that makes them feel good on the inside? Well, some mentors could help. Some of the other, reluctance to seek mentorship is lack of representation. In many industries, there's noticeable shortages of female mentors. Look, without visible role models who are successfully overcoming similar challenges, women feel isolated, unsure of how to navigate their careers, their businesses, and in some cases, their families. And we who can mentor, we must get out there as women with experience and share that so that the women coming up can see us as their mentors. They can see us as a sisterhood and communities that we want to see other women thrive in. This is part of our legacy. And like I said, like it just like broke my heart watching this woman who was surrounded by 15 other powerhouse women, and she never once thought to reach out to any one of us. And that needs to stop, ladies. Yeah, she paid, you know, good money to be in that program. But you know what else she paid? She paid a huge price for not asking for help. The other one, fear of rejection, right? That fear of being turned down. In her case, maybe that's where she was coming from. I didn't ask her, but maybe she had that fear of being turned down or perceived as unworthy of being mentored. Can you believe that that would be a significant mental barrier? Right? And it's exacerbated in male-dominated industries where women face the heightened scrutiny or biases. Oh, please go back to listen to my previous podcast where I work hard to bust this one up, ladies. Rejection is that hard pill to swallow. But there are clear statistics that after 7 to 10 no's, the odds of getting a yes are now in your favor. So if you look at rejection as the no's as a game, right? I do this with some of my clients. I'm like, I give them the 100 no's, right? Like you're going to make phone calls and try to get clients. And your goal is to get to 100 no's. And when you get to 100 no's, I'm going to give you a gift, right? And the reason I do that is because the more no's that you do, the closer you get to yeses. We all dream big. Right? And we don't want to knock those dreams down because we're not willing to be rejected. You know, and I love the song by, you know, Garth Brooks, right? Unanswered Prayers. Sometimes we need to thank God for those rejections because we would not be who we are today without them. If my ex-husband had not rejected me, if those potential clients had not rejected me and said no, right? Or those mentors who I asked for time with me had said no, if they didn't say no, I wouldn't be who I am today. I look around at me today and I can be grateful for all those no's. I'm still getting no's. I don't like it, but so what? I move on and go find the yeses. One of my mentors says, you know, if not that now, then when, right? Or she says, you know, there's more than enough out there. And I believe that too. We can start looking at rejections as gifts. Of course, right after the initial sting wears off, because sometimes it doesn't feel good, right? But we can start looking at those as gifts. And when we can do that, then we can start letting go of that fear of rejection. So why is this a big issue? When women try to do everything on their own, we risk burnout, right? Stagnation. We get stuck in the same place for a long time. And in that same place, we get that feeling of unworthiness. We get that feeling of, oh, I'm not meant to do this. I'm going to have to do something else. I see women bounce from one business to another business to another business to another business, not because they're not smart enough, not because the business really failed, but because they got stuck and they didn't ask for help and they didn't know how to get out of being unstuck. They sat in that place for too long and they like, okay, close that door. Let's go to another one. Right? But we also miss out on the opportunities. Mentorship is not just about solving immediate problems. It's about building networks, gaining perspectives that you didn't even think of from people who have been there, done that. It's growing both personally and professionally. right? And what I want to say is there's some huge prices that we're paying as women when we're reluctant to seek help. Some of the prices we're paying: delayed career growth due to lack of guidance, due to lack of not asking for help, missed opportunities for collaboration, sponsorships, right? Meeting people that that can take you to that next level or introduce you to people that will be your perfect client. Isolation, right? Isolation, feeling alone, all that you're doing, and what are you getting out of it? That can negatively impact your mental health. And look, we are already in a mental health crisis. Don't add to it, please. Be willing to ask those people who have said, I can help. Go to your networks and say, hey, is there anybody who can help with this? Look, some people are going to charge you. I'm just being real. Some people might give it to you for free for a minute, right? But you have to know that sometimes the charge might not be money, right? Maybe if you don't have the money to help, then offer something else. Don't just go up and say, hey, can you help me? And then walk away, because that doesn't serve both sides, right? Encourage women to embrace mentorship. It's essential for creating a more equitable professional landscape. That's a space we can all thrive in. Okay, so I just want to take a moment and talk to the ladies out there that you're thinking about or you're already mentoring other women. Women mentors play a crucial role in breaking down these barriers and these old belief systems that people are hanging on to. So how can we as mentors, how can we as women with wisdom highlights, right? How can we come up with some more compassionate responses for these excuses that, you know, these women are coming up with? Well, I've compiled a few, so hopefully that will help. The one, you know, I didn't want to bother you. A great response might be, look, you're never bothering me. I'm here because I care about your success. Your growth is important to me. What I say quite often on this one is, you know, I do have a very focused schedule, but if it's a problem, I will let you know. Or if it's a problem, right? If I'm too busy, I'll schedule a time in with you anyway. Maybe it might take me a week. But you know how many times that has actually happened? I think once in all the years. I think only once I said, you know, I'm really swamped right now on this project. Can we do it on this date? And it was about a week later. And they're saying, oh, no problem. Absolutely. We did. We had a great call. We moved on. My clients, when I work with my consulting clients and my coaching clients, you know, they can text me anytime. I will respond when I have the opportunity to do that. How about the response that the excuse, I thought I should figure it out on my own? A great response for that might be, look, you know, I understand asking for help can feel like a weakness to you, but it actually is a sign of strength. And even the most successful people seek advice when they need it. Look, mentors have mentors. How about the excuse, I didn't think my issue was important enough? Listen, no challenge is too small. Sometimes the seemingly small issues, those are the ones that make the biggest difference. Go ahead. Let me know about them. These are some great little compassionate responses. The excuse is, I wasn't sure how to approach you, right? Well, I'm always open to connecting. Just reach out. There's no wrong way to start a conversation. Like, seriously, I've gotten some texts from people that, like, I'm like, okay, I don't even know what that means. I have to go Google that. I'm just being real, right? But, you know, It just takes a few moments to start a conversation. And the excuse, I thought you might judge me for not knowing. Well, we all start somewhere. And my job is to support you. It's not to judge you. Let me at least try. Right? Don't let people get away with these excuses. Stand up and say, hey, that's not what I want for you. I want to be there for you. Or I know somebody who might be able to help you. As successful women, we can actively create spaces that encourage our fledgling entrepreneurs, right? And our professionals to seek some mentorship. So here's what I want to say is first, you have to be approachable. One way you can be approachable is to share your own stories of struggle and your stories of growth, right? To show that no one's journey is perfect. This helps the mentees see us as relatable and accessible. Offer open invitations. Let others know that your door is always open, right? I'll say, hey, business hours, anybody want to call? I'll go, you know, sometimes I'll post on social media something like, hey, I'm doing free laser coaching sessions. Anybody want to take advantage? I can't tell you how many times, like, nobody ever calls. Like, I will do it different times of the day. Some people call sometimes, but sometimes nobody takes advantage of it. You had a free gift offered to you and you chose out. But do it anyway, right? Offer open invitations. Host networking events, right? I used to do something, what was that called? I'll remember in a minute. But create opportunities for informal mentorship through workshops, panels, social gatherings, all aimed at empowering women, right? Fireside chats, that's what they were. I used to like open up my office. I had this electric fireplace. I put some chairs around it and we would do fireside chats, right? They come in, we do some coaching. I'd ask, you know, what challenges people are facing. And I just do some fireside chats. Okay. I'm not the girl who's going to sit out in the cold around the fire. I mean, I will if I have to, if I'm camping, but I'd rather sit around the fire inside with my fireside chat with my electric fires, right? But you can invite people in, bring them into different things. I do mocktail events, you know, have done many social gatherings, and the goal is, you know, to empower women. Look, as women, we need to normalize asking for help. Use our platforms to advocate for the importance of seeking guidance, emphasizing that it's a sign of ambition and a sign of self-awareness when we're asking for help. Stop making people feel bad because they're asking for help because they don't know the answer. I mean, seriously, I still don't know a lot of answers. I am not always the smartest person in the room. I am okay with that. I don't always want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to learn from other people as well. I want to ask help from other people because I have not finished my journey as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a woman in life, right? I'm still up until the day. Look, I know I lost my mom last year. She passed away, right? And as we get older, guess what? We still need help. It never goes away. So let's get to normalizing this. We need to provide structural programs, right? I'm doing this podcast. It's a program that I'm doing. I'm bringing in people that I know can help with that. So we want to establish mentorship initiatives where mentees are paired with mentors, right? Bring them into your business, help people in your business, bring in interns and support them in understanding how they can grow into business with the potential of possibly working for you sometime. Removing that intimidation factor, right? We got to do that. So if you're somebody who mentors, or if you're a mentee, right, we need to stop making excuses for this not being normal. I also want to say, look, I took responsibility and followed up with my fellow mastermind member, right? I asked her how I could help. She didn't reach out to me, but I could reach out to her. We need to help to break the cycle of that hesitation and self-reliance. And in order to do that, it requires both individual and systemic changes. Women mentors can lead the charge, right? By demonstrating empathy, by sharing their own paths, fostering that environment where asking for help is celebrated. Hello? It's celebrated as a strength and not put down as a weakness. I'm a strong woman, but guess what? I have some weaknesses too, but I don't care because my weaknesses, when they get in the way, I ask for help. For those of you who are coming up as strong business owners and professionals, the simple act of reaching out can truly be transformable. It really can be. Opening the doors and sparking ideas and building confidence to conquer any challenge. Like, I want that for you. I once reached out to this gal. Like, I really admired and respected her. She had built this multi-million-dollar empire in a time that a woman shouldn't have been building it, right? But she had done it, and she had retired years earlier. And she had handed the reins off to her daughter, who she mentored and she groomed to take over her business. But I reached out and I asked her, I said, hey, would you be interested in mentoring me? You know, what can I pay you to do that? And she came back to me and she said, you know, I don't charge for my services. I'm retired. And then she said, but I'll give you 3 sessions. And I think that's all you'll need. You can bet I did those 3 sessions, okay? I learned a lot and I put all the things that we talked about into practice. I thought that she wouldn't be interested. I'm so glad that I asked. I know for a fact I'm a better person today because she was willing to mentor me. And you know what? I would have paid almost anything she had given me to pay because I really wanted it that bad. Like I said, not everybody is going to mentor for free. Sometimes mentorship is about walking alongside of somebody and it takes a lot of work and you got to put some skin in the game. Or are you really going to take advantage of it? Because here's what I know. When I give stuff away for free, people like, oh, that's great. They use it one time, they're done. They don't really take advantage of it. Like, it just becomes this like worthless piece of whatever because somebody didn't put enough value in it to use it on a regular basis. So just know sometimes it's going to cost you for mentorship. I get mentorship. I pay for mentorship. I pay for masterminds. I pay for masterminds with mentors, right? Like, I pay for that because I know that I deserve it. I know that I need it. I know that in order for me to grow better in my business and build it stronger than where I am today, that it's important. So, ladies, we need to come together. We need to create that culture where mentorship becomes the cornerstone of success for women of every stage of their journey. This podcast is another way for me and my wisdom highlights to share, to mentor, to bring other amazing leaders so that they also can share with you. This is part of my give back, right? Because it's important to me. I got chastised by many, many, many women. Kimberly, why aren't you doing a podcast? Why aren't you doing a podcast? Kimberly, you need to be doing a podcast. So guess what? I'm here doing a podcast. So come alongside me, right? Let's see what a difference we can make together. Like, you can go to my website, KimberlyBorgans.com, and apply to be a guest on my podcast if you want to go along this journey with me of supporting women in business and women in male-dominated industries. Like, I'd love to see what you can bring to the table. So check it out. And just know, if this was helpful for you in this podcast, if it was helpful for you, then subscribe. Share this with other women. Share this on your social networks. Let's get it out there. You know, I've heard it said that very few podcasts ever get to 100 followers. Like, I just want to bust that up, right? And there's some other things that they talk about with podcasts. And I was like, how can I bust those up too? Like, I'm working on it. So come alongside me, apply to be a guest. That would be great. But more importantly, ladies, let's get out and let's hold up other women. Let's mentor. Let's stop the excuses of why we can't be successful. Let's stop the excuses of asking for help. These excuses are not serving anybody. All they're doing is holding you back from going after the dreams that you want, the dreams that are in your soul. I'm Kimberly Borgens, and thank you so much for giving me your time during this podcast. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.